This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Born in 2001, 3 months premature, and weighing only 1 pound 11 ounces, Matthew Whitaker was initially given only a 50% chance to live. Instead, he's obviously done way more than survive. He has thrived, and Matthew Whitaker is fast becoming a beloved heavy in the world of jazz. At just 18, he's already a seasoned pro with a major following, everyone blind to the fact that Matthew himself is blind. A few months ago, in May to be exact, at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, Matthew Whitaker won a long standing ovation from the crowd. Now he is scheduled to pull off the full Caesar in Telluride when he comes, senses, and conquers the audience at the Telluride Jazz Festival. Matthew is taking the main stage on Friday, August 9th at 3:40 p.m. and performing later that day at the Liberty at 10 p.m. Matthew, thanks for taking time out of your touring schedule to join me.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So as we've said, you are given, you know, a 50% chance to survive, and yet you thrived and have sort of conquered people, fans all over the world, as both a musician and a composer. So how do you explain the fact that you beat the odds, and how do you explain your gift?
Like you said, from my supporters, they have really supported me, especially my family. And I do believe that my gift comes from God, and I also hope to continue to share my gift with others and inspire and be an inspiration to other people.
Yep. When did you actually start playing music, Matthew?
When I was 3 years old. My grandfather gave me a small keyboard when I was 3 years old, and I taught myself nursery rhymes.
And it was all intuitive and natural for you to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think you would have become the talent you are today if you had been born sighted?
If I'd been born sighted, I'm not really sure because I haven't really thought about that much, but I'd say I would still do music, you know, because I have a passion and love for music, you know.
Okay. Are you a genetic anomaly, or is anyone else in your family a musical talent?
No one in the family is plays music. No one. Yeah.
So there were no other musicians or singers or anyone else like that in your...
My sister dances. My dad sings a little bit. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Talk about your dad, Moses. How does he fit in the picture, and what is his job description?
He's one of, like, he is, I'd say, my biggest supporter, and he's also my roadie. He carries equipment, he also, you know, tells me when I do sound good and when I don't sound good, basically.
So he's your critic and he's your roadie.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, who do you consider your most influential professional mentor or mentors, and why?
There are a lot of people who are my mentors and my influences. All of them, you know, have really, you know, shown me musically, you know, how to accomplish things musically, you know, on no matter what instrument I play.
So name a few.
Dr. Lonnie Smith, Barry Harris, Oscar Peterson, Corey Henry, Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, Roy Haynes, T.S. Monk, Thelonious Monk, everybody, basically.
And when you listen to them, do you attempt to channel their sound? How do you reflect their influences, Matthew?
Yeah, I channel their sound, you know, as you said, and I also make everything my own, you know. I take, you know, from what I hear from them and apply it to my own thing.
Okay. So one of the names that keeps coming up in your world is Stevie Wonder. What is your response to the endless, somewhat obvious comparisons?
It's an honor to be compared to Stevie Wonder. It really is. There's really only one Stevie, though. There's really only one Stevie Wonder.
So, in general, when people say, oh, you're just like him, what is your response?
Thank you so much for comparing me to him, you know, but, you know, there's really only one Stevie Wonder, you know.
Okay. Starting this fall, you will be attending the world-famous Juilliard School of Music.
Yes.
What will you be studying there, and do you still plan to tour and perform as a college student?
I'm going to be in the Jazz Studies program at Juilliard, and I'm still going to perform and tour a lot. I'm super excited to be the first blind jazz piano student, you know, and I'm a little nervous, you know, but it should be fun. I'm ready.
Great. Let's talk about your latest release, which is due out in August, perhaps around now. Would you compare and contrast this album with Out of the Box? And how did Brian Baccus come to produce the release, and how did you choose your all-star band? So let's, in general, talk about your new release.
Okay. So Out of the Box really was a CD to showcase the different styles of music that I play, and also me on different instruments as well. And it featured some of my original songs and some arrangements as well. And now here, this is basically, you know, saying, okay, you put me out the box, now hear what else I can do, you know. More arranging, more originals, and me on multiple instruments. And Brian Baccus did produce the second one, yep. He did produce Now Hear This. And he actually chose the musician. I knew a few of them that he chose, because I played some of them before. So, it was really fun, like, as far as the process of recording everything. It was amazing.
Did it take a long time to produce Now Hear This, or was it a rather quick process?
Only 2 days, really. 2 days of recording, and then, like, 1 day of mixing, and then mastering. They did that, so.
Wow. 2 days. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So at 18, you've received countless accolades and appeared on major world stages, from the Apollo in Harlem to Kennedy Center, plus venues in France, Italy, Germany, Morocco, and Japan. So how do you feel about coming to Telluride for the very first time and appearing on the main stage of the Telluride Jazz Festival?
It's amazing. Like, I can't wait for the show. Like, I can't wait. It's just going to be so amazing. And to be asked for the first time to be on the main stage, like, that alone is really, really honor. Like, I'm honored, and I'm excited. Come out, and I'm ready.
Okay.
We're going to have fun. Thank you. We're going to have fun.
Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. Honored to be speaking with the one and only Matt Whitaker. Wait for it. You'll hear it on Friday, August 9th, 3:40 p.m. at the Telluride Jazz Festival. Matthew, back to your tour. Thanks for taking the time to be with me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.